stories. Now I think it's about time that I got to share my part of the story. But on the first day of the week, at early dawn, they came to that tomb, taking the spices that they had prepared. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they went in, they did not find the body. While they were perplexed about this, suddenly two men in dazzling clothes stood beside them. The women were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified on the third day to rise again." Then they remembered his words, and returning from the tomb, they told all this to the 11 to rest. And now it was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, and Mary, the mother of James, and the other woman with them who told this to the apostles. But these words seemed to tell them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb, stooping and looking in. He saw the linen cloths by themselves. Then he went home, amazed at what had happened. It's not every day that Jesus rises from the dead, and that's what he did this Easter Sunday. Yes, he was born on Christmas, but babies are born every second of the day. It's not every day that someone rises from the dead 3 days after.
Okay, I'll give it to you that babies are born every day, but this baby was different. This was the Son of God coming down to us, and that doesn't happen every day. Plus, your Easter Jesus couldn't have risen from the dead if my Christmas Jesus was never even born.
You just think you're so much better than everybody else flouncing around in your big old suit, huh? Why don't you just let me out of you, huh? I can take you.
I got some padding here. I got
a cushion.
Okay, guys, we're going a little bit too far. Santa needs a little bit of milk and cookies. Easter Bunny needs some chocolate. We're going to let them take a break while Pastor Stacy does her sermon.